specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
You have to understand something. See, God is not the one that, when punishment or stuff comes, and we'll get back to this, it's not a result of God punishing you. It's a result of that sin. It's a result of that act. That's why we want to get it right down here. Because our stature in God, our standing in God doesn't change. But you can live a messed up life down here. You have hell on earth because of wrong decisions and foolishness you do down here. God's still going to love you. But you go home 20 years too early. It happens. So it's not, you know, our sin, our foolishness doesn't even make God blush. He knows us. When we walk in wisdom, it doesn't make God bless you. It's a good thing for us, and God would that we walk in wisdom, but it don't affect heaven. Amen. You know, it ain't turmoil and confusion in the throne room when we mess up. God is the same. But he sent his word and his spirit for us to have victory here. Are you hearing? Some people just want to go to heaven. No, God wants you staying here. Well, let me tell you, see, you have to understand, if you were to leave here tonight and go to heaven, you would have no authority. Amen. You have no authority in heaven. Not now. Because our authority is here on the earth. Amen. As a matter of fact, when it's all said and done, the new Jerusalem, everything God is doing, he's going to bring it back to the earth. Amen. And it's kind of going back to the beginning, like in the book of Genesis in the garden. God's going to start that all over again. That's what he wants. See, his plan from there has never changed. Amen. Okay, so Paul, back to Paul. For the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Nothing humble you like a little trouble, does it? You know, when you start sticking your chest out about stuff, and then something go wrong. And then something else go wrong. And then something else go wrong. Then you humble down. You see, it's not that God is mad. He just wants to keep you in a place where he can communicate with you. He can walk with you. He can talk with you. See, when you get lifted up in pride, God has to resist the proud. God back off of you. So Paul had received so much and was so instrumental in lives of people, God said, Paul, I can't afford for you to get proud and lifted up. I have many things I have to show you. See, some of us going to be millionaires up in here. Hello? Some of us going to have more money you can shake a stick at. And that's why God deals with you the way that he does right now. Some of the few millionaires that I've met, you would never know that they had more money than they knew because God had dealt with this. I'm talking about when God dealt with them. And they use it for the kingdom. Their spirit is humble. Their spirit is broken. They're not arrogant like it's their money. They're only stewards. So Paul received all this revelation, but a messenger of Satan was given to him, a thorn in his flesh to buffet him. Now, I want to make something clear here. God is the one that gave him this thorn. You don't say the devil gave it to him. The devil had something to do with it. God gave it to him. God allowed it. In order for him to be buffeted, that he not be lifted up. See, when you get lifted up, see, he got buffeted here, but to get lifted up means you get snared, you get trapped by the devil. Remember when Peter, he told the Lord, he said, Lord, though all men forsake you, I'll not forsake you, I'll die for you. And he said, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times. Peter said, not me. And guess what? After the cock crowed them three times, Peter had denied him. And had not the Lord prayed for him, Peter would have done something stupid. But the Lord had prayed for him and said, I pray for you that your faith don't fail. When you're going to fall, but your faith won't quit. And when you get converted, when you get back, strengthen your brethren. See, when Peter got it right, he had a strong testimony now. Because he had messed up. He saw God's grace in his mess up. Amen. So I want to stress this point very strongly. It says here, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Now, the word messenger there has to do with an angel. Angels are messengers. And in that context, that's what it means. In other words, there was an angel. Now, what do we mean by that? There was an angel? Well, let's take a look at this. The word thorn in the Old Testament has to do with people. Y'all know where I'm going here. The word thorn in the Old Testament has to do with people. The Lord told the Israelites when they went into the Promised Land to drive out all those nations, lest those nations would become a thorn in their side and pricks in their eyes. And it had to do with people. And so messenger has to do with angel, and thorn has to do with an old, and you can find that in Joshua 23, verse 13, about the thorn. Now, here's the point I want to make. What God allowed to come into Paul's life after he received all that revelation, and it came from God, and some of us need to learn the Lord like this. What God brought into his life, Paul could not handle it. He couldn't handle it. See, a whole lot of us never get in a place where we can't handle something. Think about what I'm saying here in a minute. Paul, this thing that God allowed into Paul's life, God purposed it that Paul couldn't handle it. Paul didn't pray once or twice. He prayed three times. It wasn't no Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, you know, or Jesus wept. He prayed. He was praying to get that thing off of him. He was praying to get that thing out of his life. He was praying, thinking that his victory was getting this thing removed. But he prayed. But God gave it to him and to in a measure that he couldn't handle on purpose. Okay? Whatever it was more than Paul could handle. Paul was helpless to do anything about his situation. You know, the first law of nature is self-preservation. And a lot of times we miss God because before we ever get there, we preserve. Help me out, Holy Ghost. We got quiet in here. Before we get way out there, we preserve. We good at tightening the belt. You know, we good at backing off. We good at, that's human nature. But this thing that God brought into Paul's life, he couldn't handle it. Nothing he could do about his situation. He had to pray. He prayed fervently that God would remove this thing. See, sometimes our faith is limited to thinking that our victory is in God moving something. Sometimes we think our victory is when God moves something. Sometimes your victory comes in the midst of something. I like to say it this way. Sometimes God ain't gonna move the mountain. You have to climb it. Sometimes God will move a mountain. He'll just move it right out the way. Sometimes he's not. When it was of this significance, when it was that important, when it was that magnitude, God allowed something to come on Paul because he knew Paul wasn't going to run. Paul wasn't going to get on the phone. You know, Paul wasn't going to, you know, try to get out and quit the ministry. Paul was a lifer. Come on. See, God ain't going to, some people never experience God on a depth because if God ever shows them, they'll run. They'll quit. They'll give up. But Paul, he knew Paul was responsible. That's why he allowed. Let's think about it a minute. Paul didn't live a defeated life, but yet them folks stoned him to death. He was not defeated, yet he had this thorn in his side. And we'll talk about that a little more. Okay, look at the person beside and tell him, not every circumstance in your life is going to change. See, we want real victory. I don't like to run from any fights, any battles. I want to get God's real victory in it. Amen. All right. The truth of the matter is this, if not most of the time, oftentimes victory comes to us when we change. Oh, don't shout me. I'm preaching good here tonight, boy. Teaching, preaching. Help me out, Holy Ghost. Come on. Most of the time, and see, this is what we have to understand. That's why I said when we're real strong-willed and you're locked in on something and unable to change or unwilling to change, that's why you have so much trouble. That's why things, God didn't call you to a life of just trouble after trouble after trouble after trouble. Your testimony ought not be the devil busy. Not all the time. Tell somebody you ain't got no business being broke all the time. Come on, we got a whole list we can go through up here. It shouldn't be all the time. God is on the throne. He's our Jehovah Jireh. He's not a man that he would lie to us. So how come things ain't lining up all the time like they should line up? Well, bring it back to you, because you've not changed. Somebody's victory here tonight stands right on the brink of you making your mind up, I'm going to change. Instead of trying to change somebody else or change a situation or a circumstance, you make up in your mind, I'm going to change. Not my brother, Lord, not my sister, not my father, not my mother, but me, oh Lord. Stop blaming your husband. Stop blaming your wife. You'd be surprised. You'd be amazed at what will happen when a person says, Lord, change me. See, Paul was praying, Lord, move this thing. I know I'm a warrior. I know I can get through. You know, Paul, I know I can get a prayer through. I know I got victory in this life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. He rebuked that thorn all you want. I'm sure he probably tried that. In the name of Jesus. Not to take anything from Paul, because we've tried it too. In the name of Jesus. That angel's looking at you. Yeah, right. He said, God sent me. Hey, y'all, listen. God's not going to suffer you to be tempted above what you can bear. But Paul could do nothing about his situation. He was helpless. He was praying. And sometimes things come our way like that, or God will allow it just to get you to pray. Amen. And stop those religious prayers, those little superficial prayers, and really praying with your heart to God. Amen? Yes, sir. You see, the Lord is not wanting to take us out of the world, but he's wanting to keep us while we are in the world. See, there's some circumstances, there's some people on your job, I know you know, sometimes we wish, Lord Jesus, you know, transfer them or kill them or something. Come on, I'm reading some of y'all mail. Anything, just get them out of my environment.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 9 of Mega Grace, Strength Made Perfect. Flesh is working in your own ability. Ask yourself, how much of your strength is getting in the way of God's strength? To renew our physical strength is easy. Just get a good night's rest. In order to receive spiritual strength, we must wait on the Lord. This will cause you to die to self. God has to break down the will of the strong-willed person in order for that person's will to line up with his. Stop resisting, surrender, and watch God's strength be made perfect in your life. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.